So as Ahmed is, you know, we know very well of the significance of the eclipses of the moon which appeared at the time of the Promised Messiah.
Right.
Recently also, you know, we had another eclipse of the moon earlier this week. But can you tell us, you know, if there are any significances to the
eclipses? I already spoke on the subject the other day. Yesterday, was it?
The day before yesterday.
The day before yesterday, yes. On Friday, yes. You know, every eclipse does not have any significance. It's impossible for every eclipse to have. They happen so many times, you know. From the time of Hazrat Muhammad up to this time, thousands upon thousands of eclipses have taken place. Maybe 1,000 multiplied by 1,000, you know. But they don't mean anything. In the prophecy, the one eclipse or set of eclipses which was mentioned was specifically mentioned as a sign of Allah. And that was to occur during the month of Ramadan and on certain dates. It was also to be observed from the same horizon, from the same vantage point from which people see things on the horizon, I mean. So after that, how many times it may happen, as many times as it may, we're not cared. We're not concerned because they are not mentioned in any prophecy of either of the Quran, of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or of Jesus Christ, sallallahu alaihi. The moon and the sun eclipse which you mentioned, they are all mentioned also in the Quran and in the New Testament. That is why they are important and significant. Right?
Thank you.